Here we go. I am still the worst podcast host ever. I know you guys must hate me. I thought I was gonna be here last week, and then I wasn't. I'm sorry. I suck. But welcome back to the NSYNC podcast hosted by me, Peter Sears, comedian, horrible host. Thank you, JC. Okay, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by me, Peter Sears, comedian, first of all. Professional comedian coming to a city near you, also a podcaster, obviously, and also big NSYNC fan. And holy shit, you guys, do we have lots of things to go over today? Lots and lots. Thank you. I'm sorry I was gone last week. I didn't mean to. I thought I had a handle on my schedule. I really did, and then I didn't. And now I'm touring for the next 2 months, basically, so I should be able to, because when I'm on the road, I have actually way more time, but when I'm home is when I don't have time, which is weird, right? Anyway, welcome back. First of all, we got to just get into it. There's no way I can sugarcoat this, or, probably not the right word. The best word is probably, actually, there's no word, more like words, and those words would be holy shit. Do you guys remember what that is? Do you know what this is?
You asked for.
Yeah, let's just do that again really quick. What? What? What is that? Well, you guys, right here. What is this? What's the name of this song? I don't know, because we haven't heard it before, and we still haven't heard it. So that is what Justin posted on his social media a few days ago when he started. You know, we talked about, you know, him scrubbing his social media, talking about, you know, that indicates that he's going to come out with a new album. That's what they all do when they come out with a new album. They scrub their social media, and that's the thing. Like, that's the Taylor Swifts of the world, the Beyoncés, etc., which is kind of weird because, like, you know, I look at my social media, and I'm like, okay, I've been on Instagram for, I don't know, what, 10 years or something like that? That sounds about right. And I've got, like, I think I just made, like, my 2900th post, you know? And you're just like, fuck, dude, that's a lot of posts. And then when you're famous, you can just like, hey, you know all the cool stuff I posted? Forget about it. We're starting over. Like, what? Dude, that's fucking wild. And it's coming, you guys. It's coming. I don't know when it's coming. You know, by the time you guys hear this, depending on what part of the world or country you live in, it might have come out already. But there's definitely a new album coming out. We knew that. But now we've got huge news, and Justin's doing a free show in Memphis on Friday, January 19th. And, you know, he posted it, what, I want to say last Friday, I believe. And it was, you know, one night only. And then on his story, you had to go to his story. And then it said, tickets are free. You know, you have to sign up, register, or whatever. And I'm like, wait, tickets are free? And then you sign up and you find out that you don't find out until Thursday, which is today when I'm recording this. And so I'm sitting here along with, I'm sure, thousands of other people waiting to know if I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow to go to Memphis. As Chris Stapleton's, well, he did a remake, but he has a song called Midnight Train to Memphis. I ain't taking the Midnight Train to Memphis because that's going to be too far, but I'm taking the earliest fucking flight out of L.A. to go to Memphis tomorrow. It's about 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, and I am aware that we're supposed to find out by tonight if we won tickets. So the whole day today, I'm just sitting around waiting to potentially know whether or not I'm going to go see Justin Timberlake in Memphis tomorrow, which, by the way, it's going to be fucking epic. Like a show, like to see Justin in a small venue like that. I mean, I've been very close to Justin. I've been fortunate enough to have, gotten some really good seats to different concerts. And, 2020 experience when he kind of went all across the whole arena. Everyone kind of got it up close, to him. And Man of the Woods was a little bit different. I had 100-level seats each time I went. But anyway, to see him in even I looked it up. The Orpheum Theater in Memphis seats 2,500 people. So that's very glad. That's so close, you guys. And I'm assuming it's general admission, so everyone's gonna be right there. And it's just like, you guys, this is, I mean, we knew it was coming, but it's like one of those things where like you look forward. Some of you guys know, but I'm a big baseball fan and I'm a big Dodger fan, but like I'm a big baseball fan in general. And so like, opening day is coming, right? Or your team is going to be in the playoffs when the season, you know what I mean? Like, but then there's something about when it's actually about to be that day or whatnot. And there's just this excitement. And we've also got a little clip that people have been sharing as well. Of what seems to be the song Sanctified. Hold on. I'm gonna find it for you guys. I'm gonna find it for you guys really quick, like I had it saved. Oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? God damn it. Sorry, I should have had this ready to go. Sometimes don't plan everything I talk about on these. What's today? Oh, you know what? Now I'm gonna have to go to my tweets. What's up, guys? Let's have some dead air here. How about that? Let's have some dead air here. I tweet a lot, by the way. Hey, what's up? Are we talking still? Not obsessively checking my email. By the way, while I'm going dead mail, shout out to Kiana, who is going to the show on Friday. I think she got in because she was a Tennessee. Oh, here we go. What? Oh, fuck. What? What? Are you serious? Sanctified. I mean, that right there, let me tell you, I've only heard 30 seconds of that song. And if the whole song is like that, that's going to move into my top five Justin Timberlake songs because, I love pop. I mean, obviously, I have a podcast about fucking, I mean, it's not about pop music per se, but it's about, all things NSYNC and whatnot, which obviously is pop music. And, if we've listened to the podcast at any point, that part of why we love this. Part of why I love it, I go back to the first episode, but Chris Rock has a. I thought it was a famous joke, but maybe it's just a famous joke because I'm a comedian and I study comedy. But he says, "You're always going to have a soft spot for the music that was popular when you started getting laid." And I started getting laid in 1999, and bam, what was popular then? NSYNC, Backstreet, Britney, Christina, Jessica Simpson, BB Mac, Dream, Five. O Town, which I had just auditioned for. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you get it, right? And so, like, I love pop. But, fun fact about me, I also love rock. Like, there's something about like rock that you can sing to. Not like, I mean, I like heavy metal too. I'll be honest. I do like heavy metal. I like a lot of genres. But there's something about like a guitar, and like that's why I like Chris Stapleton, partially because Justin introduced me to him, not like personally, but you know what I mean. And so like, full disclosure, this is, you know, related, but I have a playlist of songs that I listen to when I'm driving home from a comedy show. It's, you know, if I'm going to drive home, like if it's going to be like more than, you know, 10 minutes or so, if I'm driving, you know, from like half hour to an hour or whatever, like I have a playlist that's about an hour and a half ish, an hour, 45 minutes of songs that I just play in the car and I sing along to them. Like it's, you know, and a lot of them are rock songs. You know, I've got Wanted, Dead or Alive. I've got, you know, Picture by Kid Rock. I've got Broken by Seether. I've got Can't Drink You Away by Justin Timberlake. I've got More Than Words by Extreme. Like, I love singing rock. And, you know, Drink You Away, spoiler alert, but that's my favorite Justin song. And it's not rock, but it's not necessarily pop, you know? Like, I know we're not in that song right now. We're not down that far in the catalog. But the guitar, just like something about like the bluesiness of it. Right? Just the guitar right there. And it also showcases his artistry. And so when you hear a track like what potentially Sanctified is going to be, you hear the guitar. Hell yeah, you can. Very bluesy, right? Rock, blues. Woo! Give it to me. Right now, dude. Right now. Give me that shit. I'm serious, dude. Like, and so I'm hearing it, and I'm really excited, you guys. Like, I haven't been this excited in a long time to hear new music. Like, I was, you know, excited when the Blink album came out, you know, but this is a whole, I mean, this is my hero, you know, this is my screensaver, this is, you know, one fifth of the band that I started this podcast for, like, do you know what I mean? And I've seen Justin in concert so many times, and, you know, we talked about it last time, but it's just, you know, there's so many chapters in my life that I correlate with with Justin albums, you know, breakups and whatnot, and now I'm in a rebirth, a rebrand phase. I'm starting over. And this album's gonna be that, you know, that theme song, that theme album. Like, even though I've been, you know, broken up for over a year now, like, it's, you know, I took my ex to Man of the Woods, you know, so a lot of those songs have memories of my ex and whatnot, and so now it's just like, this is my own thing, you know, this is me, this is, you know, he's scrubbing his Instagram, fuck, maybe I'll scrub my Instagram, no, I won't, dude, I can't, I'm too loyal to some of those pictures, dude, I can't do it, but, yeah, I just can't wait, dude. And so, you know, as we all sit here, I'm sure some of you guys, I don't know, like, there's people listening, you know, in other countries and stuff, but some of us here in the States, like, we're actually, you know, checking our email every, you know, few minutes and whatnot to see if we got tickets and then we can make our flight arrangements. Now, I didn't book my flight because I didn't want to jinx anything. Like, I figured that if I booked the flight, you know, and then didn't, and then I'd be bummed out. Like, I mean, I'm not going to be, I will be bummed out, but not like in a way that's like, I don't expect to win, but I also don't know how many people signed up. Like, I know a lot of people, you know, in the NSYNC Twitter, you know, and the Justin Twitter that are like, oh, I can't go because, you know, da 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 da. It's like, yeah, like if you live out of state and just making the last, even just booking a flight a week in advance, like that's way more expensive than if you have some notice and whatnot. So it's just like, but as fate would have it, you know, little fun fact about me, but I'm performing in Wisconsin this weekend on Saturday. I'm headlining in a theater on Saturday in Wisconsin. And so, you know, whenever I fly to a different time zone, especially, I like to arrive a day early, especially if I'm getting paid enough to justify, no pun intended, flying in a day early. I like flying in a day early so that that way I can, you know, just kind of adjust to the time zone and not have to rush the day of the show. Like, I hate, like, you know, the day, like, I get there at, like, you know, let's say I land at 2 or 3 o'clock and maybe my flight gets delayed, so now I'm landing at 4 o'clock, 4:30, and then I have to get my bags and then get the rental car or get picked up and then get to the venue. It's like, you know, it's very stressful. So if I can help it, I try to get a day early, like I said. And so my plan, I have a show in Jansville, Wisconsin on Saturday, Jansville Performing Arts Center. If I have anybody that's in Wisconsin listening, that's where I'll be. But so I booked my flight into Milwaukee. I'm going to spend a night in Milwaukee on Friday. So I have the night off already. So if I get this, I'm going to fucking change that flight, fly to Memphis, do the show, fucking party with Kiana and whoever else I happen to know through NSYNC Twitter and who else is going, you know, and, you know, have the time of my life post-concert in Memphis, which, you know, I've been to Memphis. If I'm being honest, I know JT's from there. I know Graceland's just near there. It's the birthplace of rock and roll. It's the jazz capital, blues capital, whatnot. But I did not love Memphis when I went. I had been to Nashville before. I had been to Austin. And I went to Memphis thinking that it was going to be like that. And it wasn't. Like, so much of Beale Street, especially now, like, I think the first time I went was in, or I may have only been once. I want to say it was in February. And it was so cold and nobody was there. And I was walking around Beale Street, which is like where all the, you know, jazz places are. And it just wasn't, I don't know, there was just not really much going on. There wasn't people in the streets. You know, I love live music. I went into a couple places and there was, you know, a scatter of people. And it just, it was very disappointing for me. But you better believe that if we're all there to see Justin, like, we're all going to figure out a way to go party somewhere. I would love to meet people, especially if any of you guys that are listening to this podcast happen to get tickets and I'm there. But I don't even know if I'm going to be there. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm eagerly waiting, just like a lot of people. And if I get it, great. If I don't, you know, it is what it is. But some updates on NSYNC news. As we all know now, I know people were upset, but AJ, and we talked about it last time, but, you know, AJ from Backstreet Boys and Joey are going on tour. It's a very small tour. It's only through the month of March. And, of course, the nights, they're in Palm Springs, and then they're in Temecula, which is, you know, not too far from L.A., a couple hours. But it's when I'm on fucking tour, dude. Like, it's so hard for me to see these shows when they book them when I'm on tour, you know. But they added another date. They added March 17th, so I'm going to try to fly back that day because I don't have shows that day. We'll see. But I may miss that. You know, I might have to see him in another city if I can, which I don't even know if I could pull that off. But I did make it because we also talked about when Pop 2000 is here, they announced some more dates there. When it comes near LA, it's WrestleMania night. And, you know, that's a big deal for me as well. And I already had that planned because WrestleMania is just once a year and it's a big deal. But your boy got booked. I'll be performing in Dallas the weekend that they're in Dallas. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to miss the show the night that they're in Dallas. But they're in Cedar Park, which is like 2.5 hours from Dallas. So I'm performing in Dallas that whole weekend. And then I'll probably just drive down to Cedar Park, see them, and then fly back. So I'm going to be going to Pop 2000. So Chris, be ready for me to meet you in person and for me to ask you when you're going to be on the podcast. Put you on the spot, dude. I owe a lot of my listeners to Chris Kirkpatrick, like I've said before, because he shared the podcast. But also, I got to get him on. I got to get him on, you guys. I got to get each of the guys on. That's been the goal from day one. And I'm going to keep that my goal. I mean, the goal was reunion and to get all the guys on the show, you know, and not necessarily in any order, but, you know, we're getting the reunion eventually, and now we're getting to Justin too. Oh fuck, dude, this is all so exciting, you guys. I'm geeking out, and I wish I could have had somebody else on to talk to you about this, but you know, it's hard enough just to schedule a time for myself. You know, so we're here. But with all that big news and exciting news and whatnot going on, we do still have a podcast to discuss, and we still do have things to discuss. And you know, we're going to pick back up where we left off. This week we have you guys know this song, don't you? Right for me? What? 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 I gotta make sure it's right for me. Right for me. this is a song that, you know, not a single, obviously. So back in the day, you know, you had to, you know, this is pre-iTunes, so you had to get the whole, I mean, I guess there were singles, you know, that you could still buy at this point. This is 2002, you know, Bubba Sparks is on it, who was very popular back then. I don't know if you guys remember the song Ugly. I didn't choose Ramen. Ramen chose me. So I hit. Actually, there may be some people here. There, I know that most of the people that listen to this song are a little bit older. But if you don't know who Bubba Sparks is, he was a white rapper. I think he still is a white rapper. But I think he does like country songs now. Oh yeah, I forgot he did Miss New Booty. The beat, right? This is Bubba Sparks. Like I said, very white. I just want to do that first fucking verse, the first rhyme.
Shit, I ain't choose the rhyme. Rhyming chose me, so I hit the track running like a nosebleed.
So anyway, Bubba Sparks on the song, obviously. Or not obviously, but co-written by Timothy Mosley, a.k.a. Timbo, and Warren Anderson Mathis. Now, what people don't, I mean, I'm sure the hardcores, you know and recognize, but I don't think everybody understands that... That you hear. That's Timbaland making a sound with his mouth, and Justin's they're beatboxing and helping. There's no music on this song. I know. Right? Right? What? Okay. So yeah, that I remember. Learned that there was like a behind the scenes of making the album or something. I just remember seeing them like in the studio and Timbaland just fucking going crazy and making the noise. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? That's fucking crazy, you know? So anyway, we know what the song is about, right? We're gonna get into it. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like, and you're approaching me right, but I gotta make sure it's right for me. So that's like, okay, this chick's trying to fuck, but I gotta make sure it's worth like what I'm gonna have to fucking deal with, because I already have plans tonight. So if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, like, I gotta make sure that you understand we're on the same page here. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like. And you're approaching me right, but you got to work that. So it's like, okay, look, you got to work that thing right for me. So basically it's like, okay, look, I'm supposed to go hang out with my friends or whatever I'm supposed to do. And if you want me to cancel those plans, like, this song is about sex. I'm sorry. Like, there's no innuendo. That's what he's talking about. You want me to cancel my plans, dude? You better fuck the shit out of me tonight. I'm sorry to get graphic, but that's what he's saying. Little baby with a sundress on, looking so damn right, you're wrong. I mean, come on. It's great rhyming right there. Right? Wrong. Make me want to write my own little song for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, when you're an artist, as I am, you take inspiration from your real life. I know I do. I always talk about, like, I mean, I write every day and whatever, but, like, I'm not clever enough to make things up. Like I take a story, you know, something that really happened, and then from there, you know, I might embellish it a little bit, make it more entertaining of a story so that it makes sense on stage. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, you know, when he says, I want to write my own, like, that's like when a musician says that, like, when they find the inspiration, you know, that's an honor, to be honest. Like, it's not a burden, it's an honor. And, you know, I meet people, you know, when I'm single, which I am now, like, you know, you meet girls and maybe something happens on a date, or, you know, maybe you date for, you know, a few weeks, or, you know, then you start to get inspiration. And I don't know if I talked about it, but I met this girl a few weeks ago. I might have talked about it. I have so many podcasts, you guys. I always forget who and what I talk about. But I met this girl, and we had a great time and whatever. And suddenly, like, when we hung out, like, I got just inspired to write a bunch of material about her as if we were in a relationship, which obviously we're not. But, like, I saw her as potentially being, like, relationship material. And so, like, it just inspired me to write. And so when he says this, like, that's my version of writing a song for somebody, is writing a joke about them and getting inspired to write jokes, you know. So anyway, thought I'd share that. The way the thing just wiggle in the air, turn around, and then you flip your hair, I could think of a couple positions for you. Totally talking about fucking, dude. You're wasting no time talking to me. Must be something you want me to see. Well, baby girl, don't mind me if I do. So take the stage, just show me what you got. Now, here's the thing. Now, you could hear that line, to take the stage and show me what you got. Feeling lucky, let me touch your spot. Might be leaving with me before the night is through. So, if you hear it, so take the stage and show me what you got, you're like, oh, she's a stripper. Well, it's like, no, it's a metaphorical stage. It's just like, all right, like, we're going to go into the room. Is this your chance to shine or whatever? Like, or maybe we're going on the dance floor. Show me what you got. Feeling lucky, let me touch your spot, you know. Yeah, this song's about sex. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like, and you're approaching me right, but I got to make sure it's right for me. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like, and you're approaching me right, but you got to work that thing right for me. Now, this is your body's saying things I ain't never heard. Okay, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I was going to say something, but, like, I'm not going to. What does he mean by that line? Your body's saying things I never heard. What does he mean by that? You did the shake shake, and I kind of went berserk. What the fuck is it? Now, okay, I'm sorry, women that are listening. Okay. I'm gonna apologize right now. But as a guy, I can tell you that there have been people that I've been lucky enough to, you know, be intimate with, and the first time they might, you know, do a little, and you're like, oh, I haven't had someone do that before. Do you know what I mean? And so, like, I get it. I don't know why he's calling it the shake shake, but I get what he's talking about in this instance, okay? Gotta give it to you, girl. You're one of a kind. When you took my hand up so calm, touched it, chew your cherry lip balm. A million nasty things went through my mind. Well, you're like, yeah, obviously. So, baby, tell me what you're doing later on. I'm doing it like in the rhythm of the song. Because I'm thinking me and you could get along. Baby girl, don't mind me if I do. So take the stage and show me what you got. Feeling lucky, let me touch your spot. I'm assuming he's talking about the Grafenberg spot, aka the G spot, but I don't know. Might be leaving with me before the night is through. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like, and you're approaching me right. But I gotta make sure it's right for me. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like, and you're approaching me right, but you gotta work that thing right for me. And here's the Bubba Sparks rap. Ready? Bubba comes stumbling in. Get up hunting Betty with Justin and them. We must be the flyest of Southerner men. Flyest, obviously we all know, but like coolest. Fly, cool, get it? That's your girl. Well, buddy, don't fumble it then. You better get her. I'm totally into my zone. Come on, girl, close your eyes. Pretend it's your home. Now, I don't understand what that means. I will be putting my signature on that thing. I don't even want to finish the song. Let's go. What? I don't know what that means at all. You guys can let me know. I will be putting my signature on that thing. I don't even want to finish the song. Let's go. I don't know what that means. I actually didn't know that was the exact line until just now as I'm reading it. I'm getting discouraged with her. Too late, now we're friends. I surely prefer. Oh, he got friend zoned? Listen to every word that I slur. Other dudes be hugging and nourishing her. Not me. This is like the DJ Khaled. Like, I don't go down on my wife kind of thing, I guess. I bet you remember the night good old Bubba K came into her life. Test the water. Let me know if the temperature right. Rap is so funny, dude. I miss rap that like this, that just didn't make any sense and was just kind of like talking about bitches and hoes. Thank you, ma'am. It's certainly been a delight. I got plans tonight. And you know what I like. And you're approaching me right, but I gotta make sure it's right for me. I got plans tonight. And you know what I like. And you're approaching me right. I wish girls would approach me, by the way. You're single out there, ladies. I was just talking to one of my girlfriends about this. There have been several instances where a girl kind of like just dropped a subtle hint, like ask me out kind of thing. Are you going to ask me out? And I'm like, oh, well, fuck yeah. Like, it's just thank you for telling me, because you never know for a guy. Like, it's hard to cross the line if you're not sure. And like, I don't know if I talked to this. I'm sorry that I always say this. I don't know if I talked about this on this podcast, but I'll leave all the names out. But I was doing a comedy job this summer, and one of my openers was a female. I didn't know her. This is what the club had booked. And she was really pretty, you know, totally my type. really cool. Like, you know, she's a cool hang. We got along, you know, obviously I was physically attracted to her, but as the headliner, I'm kind of like, I mean, I have no power necessarily, but you know, I'm in a position kind of power. And so for me to like hit on, first of all, full disclosure, I've been doing comedy for 11 years. I've never hit on a comic ever. Not once, not one time have I hit on a comic. There was a comic that we were kind of having friendly banter, and then she was a person, she's not a comic anymore, but like then she kind of like dropped a subtle hint that she might be wanting me to ask her out, and I did, and that was that. But I've never like just called, like flirted or asked a comic out, because it's just, I just don't do that. And but this girl, so like she was really cool, and then after the show she was like, oh, we're gonna go to this bar, do you want to hang out? I was like, yeah, you know, like of course, like when I'm on the road I just go back to my hotel room and watch Impractical Jokers, so yeah, sure. So we go back to the hotel, or we go to this bar, and we're talking, and we're just, you know, just talking about whatever. I'm not flirting. We're just, you know, talking, getting to know her a little bit, and think she's cool. And like I said, I'm really attracted to her. And then she asks what hotel I'm staying at. And under any circumstance, I'd be like, oh, I was staying at like La Quinta or something, is where the club put me up at. I'd be like, oh, I'm staying there. Like, why? Do you want to come? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would have said had she not been a comic. But she was a comic, so I didn't say that. I was like, oh, I'm staying at there. You know, okay, you know. And then we're talking and hanging out. And then, like, I'm like, did she say that because she want me to invite her to my hotel? You know what I mean? And then, at the end of the night, she's like, you know, we're leaving. And she's like, do you want to ride back to your hotel? And I'm like, again, I'm like, yeah, like, are you inviting yourself to my hotel? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, no, I'll walk. It's fine. You know, I'm like, fuck, dude. You know, like, is she like trying to get me to like, you know what I mean? But I can't, because, you know, she was my opener and I don't want to be a fucking asshole. Like, it's not like I'm Louis C.K. like jacking off in front of these. But like, and if you don't know that story, just Google Louis C.K. masturbating and you'll fucking read it. But anyway, and so I don't cross the line. I go back to my hotel. I think about, I'm like, God, was she like, you know, dropping hints or so? Anyway, and I was very like, just like, confused, and I didn't know what to do about the situation. So anyway, long story short, a couple of days later, you know, I told her, like, I messaged her, here's my number, you know, it's great working with you, you know, let me know if you're ever in LA, blah blah blah. And then I was like, I'd love to get to know you better. And she's like, oh, if you mean like dating, I don't date comics. And I was like, well, okay, fucking, I guess I fucking good. I put my foot in my mouth, because I thought she was, and then it's, you know, again, I fucked up, whatever. So now maybe people, I don't know, fucking maybe people are talking now. And I haven't flirted or anything since. I was like, okay, I totally understand that. I'm sorry. You know, and that was it. But anyway, I don't even know why I got to talking about that. But I got plans tonight. And you know what I like? Oh, that was what I was talking about, girls approaching. And my point is, ladies, if you're interested in a guy and you want him to ask you out, it might be a guy like me who's like kind of scared to like cross any line if he's not sure. So just, you know, just give him a subtle hint, or like a not so subtle hint. We appreciate it, I promise. Guys, help me out here. And you're approaching me right, but I got to make sure it's right for me. I got plans tonight, and you know what I like. And you're approaching me right, but you got to work that thing right for me. Hey, so right for me. Fun song. I'm actually very, very excited. Like I said, I'm going to be on the road for, I'm literally on the road every weekend for like the next 2 months, which is exciting for me. If any of you guys are listening, like I said, I'm going to be in Jansville, Wisconsin this Saturday, January 20th. Weekend after, January 26th and 27th, I'm going to be at Crackpots Comedy Club in Massillon, Ohio, headlining. And then the weekend after that, February 1st through 4th, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Vancouver, BC. So that's where I'm going to be the next 3 weeks. I'm excited about all of them. I can't fucking wait. If you're in any of those places, hit me up, dude. I'll hook you up with tickets. I always say that, but so far no one, I get a lot of downloads, but no one's come to my show yet. So, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully if I don't get into this concert, we can have Kiana on and she could talk to us all about it. I'm sure she'd be more than happy to share her story. Like I said, I'm happy for her. She's a fucking legend, dude. Friend of the podcast, legend, creating one of the most famous memes ever. And, you know, we're going to hear all about it. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Don't forget, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, rate the podcast, review it. It helps me in the algorithm. Still trying to grow this thing 2 years later. I'm sure it's only going to get bigger because NSYNC's going to keep doing things and so forth. So again, thank you so much for listening. And follow me on Instagram at Peter Sears. If you're not already, social media, Twitter, Peter Sears 1, TikTok, Peter Sears, YouTube, Peter Sears, Threads, Peter Sears. You get it. Thank you for listening. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.